A community of Haredi, or ultra-Orthodox Jews, based around Stamford Hill in North London, is understood to have raised more than £1 million to fight child custody battles. The money is for cases where they fear children may be removed from the community by one of their parents. And there are said to be 4 or 5 such cases currently underway. Kevin Bouquet's report begins with the experience of a woman who found herself trapped in an unhappy marriage.
I was 20. It was an arranged marriage, as is normal within the Haredi community where I grew up. Your parents obviously meet the boy and his parents first, and when they decide that this is a good match for you, you are then set up to meet the prospective man.
This is Emily Green. She's from North London, and she ended up married to a husband who had been chosen for her. They had 5 children, but 10 years into the marriage, Emily was desperately unhappy.
I was constantly being controlled, every aspect of my life, you know, and I think also thinking about my children and the lack of education, particularly for my son and my daughters, thinking about their future, that they'd end up in the same situation as I am, unhappily married to a man that, you know, they didn't choose.
Emily told her husband she was leaving him and moving away from the community, and that she was taking the children with her.
Obviously, it didn't go down very well, and there was a big backlash from the community, from my parents, from everyone, and it was very difficult.
Emily and her husband went to court to fight for custody of the children. What she couldn't understand was how he could afford the very best lawyers.
Every time we came to court, there was a paralegal, another solicitor, and then when it came to the final hearing, he had a QC, one of the best, probably charging $10,000 just for the day.
Who was paying for this?
I don't know. I mean, nobody ever sort of said it to me, but certainly not my ex-husband. He's on income support. The community, there's obviously, it was clear.
I've come to Stamford Hill in North London, home to one of the UK's biggest Orthodox Jewish communities. Many of the men out here on the street are wearing the traditional hats, the sidelocks and long coats. It's been reported that the community here has raised over £1 million, specifically to fight child custody cases. The idea is that if a woman like Emily Green, or for that matter a man, chooses to leave a marriage, and by extension to leave the community, they should not be allowed to take their children with them.
The fund is to enable poor working class parents to have access to justice, to have access to solicitors and barristers. That is a golden principle of British society, that everybody is equal under the law.
Dr. Yakov Wise is an Orthodox Jewish rabbi. He's based in Manchester, and he supports the Stamford Hill Jews in their efforts to prevent children being removed from the community.
What the courts and the parents who want to leave seem to forget is that the child is brought up in a particular community. It has an extended family. The child has grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. It has a school. It has a synagogue, it has a community that it's happy with. And the parent who wants to leave is ripping away all that infrastructure from the child and taking them to a completely new world.
No one from the Stamford Hill community wanted to be interviewed, but Rabbi Abraham Pinter, who acts as their spokesman, did give us a statement in which he said,
"When people marry, they give a commitment to bring up their children in a certain way. If a person chooses to leave, they should honour that and should not bring them up in a different environment and alienate them from the rest of their family and the lives they have been used to."
Well, I've come now to a park in central London. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful scene. I'm here to meet Eve Sachs, who's a trustee of the Jewish Orthodox Feminist Alliance. When you heard that the Haredi community had raised this 7-figure sum, what did you think?
The announcement that there's a fund for £1 million to fight court cases against those who want to leave and to say, well, we'll make sure your children stay behind. It's a new form of intimidation and bullying so that people have a second thought and they think, gosh, actually, I couldn't face losing my child. It's best just to not bother. I'll just put up with my current situation. Do children actually belong to this community in that way? You know, do we have a right to determine how our children will be, particularly in adulthood? Or do we accept, you know, that our children as adults can make their own choices? So I think this idea that the children belong to the community in that way is a bit misguided.
I'm at the Sternberg Centre now. It's a Jewish educational facility in Finchley. And I've been talking to Dr. Keith Kahn-Harris, who's on the staff here. He agrees with Eve Sachs that the setting up of the £1 million fund could be seen as an attempt to intimidate parents into remaining within the community. He told me there should be more support for Haredi Jews who are determined to leave.
In Israel and increasingly in America, there are now organisations that exist to help Haredi Jews transition to the wider world and to the wider Jewish community. We don't really have anything like that. What we do have is ad hoc support that you could find in synagogues and other welfare institutions in the mainstream Jewish community, but you have to know that they're there and you have to be confident enough to be able to access them. So there isn't really much support, and I think there should be, and I think it should be specifically Jewish, because Jews are responsible for one another, and if Jews feel that they cannot live within one section of the Jewish community, then it's right that they should find a home in another section of the Jewish community.
The journalist and legal commentator Joshua Rosenberg said that in matters of child custody, the courts are always guided by what they consider to be the best interests of the children. I asked him how the Haredim were viewed by the wider Jewish community.
They are very keen to preserve their way of life. They're very keen to preserve the Jewish people. And that means they tend to some extent, live a fairly isolated existence. They don't go in for television. Some of them don't even read newspapers. They are a growing and thriving community. And because they have large families and don't go in for intermarriage and tend to preserve the Jewish people, they are the people who are doing the most, perhaps, to preserve the Jewish heritage in a world where assimilation and intermarriage is reducing the number of people who practice as Jews.
Emily Green did manage to break away from the Orthodox community in which she'd spent the first 30 years of her life, and she was given custody of her children by the courts. Now she runs a charity called Gesha EU, which helps other Jewish parents going through the same experience.
I don't have any regrets. The only thing I look at myself is I must have been mad that I actually took that risk. I must have been that desperate, and I think I was, to do that. I now know why people don't leave. It's just too difficult. And that's what drove me to set up the charity, because I felt that if people had more support, then it would make a difference.
Emily Green ending that report from Kevin Bouquet.